Hello, gay men. Welcome to Coming Inside Out. I am your host, Brian James, and today I am so excited to have my co-host, all the way from New York City, Mark Dembo. Thank you so much for joining me today, Mark.
Oh, hey, Brian. It is really awesome and a pleasure and an honor to be here with you today.
Thank you. I am so excited to have you on the show. So Mark and I were roomies in Sagatok last year for the Gay Fathers Worldwide Meetup.
Yes,
and that's how I got to know Mark. So yeah. Mark, I know that you have done an interview with Out Late with David. So anybody who doesn't know about Mark or not familiar with Mark, you can go onto YouTube or any other podcast platform and listen to his podcast with Out Late with Dave. But I want you to introduce yourself. Give us some background, whatever you want to share, willing to share, just so our listeners get an idea of who you are.
Sure, absolutely. And I'll give you kind of the abbreviated version since the long form, you know, you can listen to on the Out Late with David podcast, as you said. So I have been married for over 30 years. I came out to myself for the first time about 2 years ago. And at that point, decided I really needed to live my life fully and authentically, as they say, as who I am. And I knew I couldn't live a secret life, a double life. I think I've been very lucky in that my wife and I always had a really good relationship. And once I really came to embrace who I am as a gay man, said, you know, I've got to be honest with her, and came out to her, came out to family. At this point in my life, I am pretty much openly out. I've posted publicly on Facebook. I've posted to my professional network on LinkedIn, shared with people I work with. And it's a constant journey, certainly. But for the first time in my life, I think feel like I'm really able to live as who I am, and the relationships around me with my wife, my kids, still matter very much. We're still very close, and realized that the best way for us to actually keep a close relationship was to separate. And it's not going to say it hasn't had its ups and downs and difficult emotional times, but it's been an amazing journey, and the support of so many people through groups like Gay Fathers Worldwide, which, you know, I know you've talked about on the podcast, and meeting people like yourself and others that have been on similar journeys has made a huge, huge difference.
Wow. Well, so listen, if I'm going to ask you some questions, feel free to say, I don't want to answer the question or whatever, but you know, there have been so many listeners that have written into the podcast that have asked for support, for guidance, because they are today in your shoes. They're on the bubble of wanting to come out to their wives, wanting to come out to their families. What did that look like for you? Were you in therapy at the time? Were you talking to somebody about it? How did this come about for you?
Yeah. Great question. You know, once I, again, kind of really embraced for myself who I was, I was seeing a therapist, realized I needed that support, you know, for myself. And not that my therapist was telling me, oh, you must come out to your wife. It over time, I knew it was something I needed to do. And I do remember before I came out to her, thinking, well, what's the right time, you know, going to be? It was fall, and I'm thinking to myself, well, the holidays are going to be coming up. It's going to be her birthday. And then it's like, well, and I finally realized there is never going to be a perfect time.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that I really tried to do was to say, how do I do this? Knowing that I was, the term I've used before is, you know, throwing a hand grenade into our life.
Yes.
But again, recognizing that it was not fair to her or to me to continue to live in a way that either I was either going to have to essentially go back into the closet and deny who I was, or to say, I'm going to live this kind of double life, secret life. I knew I didn't want to do that. So, you know, through therapy, it was at that time when I found a couple of groups, Gay Fathers Worldwide, and also another group called HOW, H-O-W, yes. Husbands Out yep. to Wives, which is another great group for guys that are either looking to come out or have come out. And HOW's focus is a little bit more on men who have a desire to want to stay in their marriage, a mixed orientation marriage, although yes. real diversity of men in that group as well. But I think making the connections and finding the support, both through my therapist and through others that have been on similar paths, have helped me tremendously and helped me at that time really
okay.
have the courage, if you will, right, to take yes. that step.
So I found Gay Fathers Worldwide through Facebook. How did you discover HOW?
My therapist.
Okay. All right. And is it it's a website that listeners yeah, can go and find out? Okay.
Yeah. So HOW operates as similar to Gay Fathers Worldwide, not so much on Facebook, but they use another platform. There's discussion boards, so it's interactive. They have weekly, I believe, Zoom calls that, you know, that anybody okay. can join. So I think, you know, for anybody that's interested in HOW, in fact, let me just, I think it's,
okay. And I'll drop the link for yeah. anybody who's listening and they want to go into the show notes. I'll put the yeah. link in there.
Yeah. It's how-support.org okay, is their main perfect. Website. And you know, you just have to fill out a couple of questions and, you know, then you're welcome into the group. Yeah.
All right. So you're here, you're talking to your therapist, you're building up the courage, you're finding the right time. What did that look like? Are yeah. you willing to share with that?
Sure. Part
with no, you tell your wife, hey, I need yeah. to have a conversation with you. We need to sit down. Something's that, happening. But like, yeah. you'll walk us through it a little bit.
How that, sure, how absolutely. That, yeah. What that yeah. looked like. I had thought about how am I going to do this, and I was trying to find again what's the right time, and realizing there really was not going to be a perfect time, and also recognizing that the longer I delayed, the harder it was going to get. One day, it was a Saturday in early December. I remember this distinctly. She had actually been out for a walk. It was a nice early, you know, kind of winter day here in New York. She came back. And I said, hey, you know, can we talk? I want to share something with you. And I said, you know, I've come to realize for myself, that this is who I am. I'm gay. I've spent most of my life denying this, suppressing it. And I just feel that I can't do this any longer. And I needed to share this with you. And I said to her, because you are the most important person in my life. You are my soulmate. I can't keep this from you. And her immediate reaction, of course, I think, you know, shock,
yeah.
Followed by disbelief in a lot of ways, you know, the questioning of, well, does this mean our whole life has been a lie? Why did you marry me? But she quickly did come quickly over time. I don't mean that day, but
yes, yes.
After some time did come to see, our life together, it wasn't a lie. We have two yeah. wonderful kids who, you know, we love dearly. My love for her, is and was, genuine, real, just a fact of recognizing, hey, this is who I am. And growing up, you know, in the time that I did, as many of us coming out later in life, it just wasn't something you did. You know, I grew up doing, yes. hey, you do what's expected and how you're supposed to go and live your life, right? And for whatever reason, you get to a point where I just couldn't do that anymore. Recognizing yes. as you get older, your own mortality, seeing, you know, aging parents and recognizing, hey, how much time do any of us have.
And yes, life is so short, and to not live it. And once you come out, I mean, for me in coming out, it was that was such a realization for me. It's like, oh my God, every day now is a day that I'm living my life, because I wasn't living a portion of me for so many years. It was like I was living 60% of myself, 70% of myself.
That's
but
right.
Now all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I have this day, and today I can be me, and today I can say what I feel and talk to who I want and go where I want. And
just, that's right.
It's total freedom at that point.
It is. And you know, people will often say, oh, you talk about authenticity and living, you know, your authentic life. And yes, that is absolutely true. I think the other part of that for me that I really think about, it's a wholeness of myself, of my being that was missing before. Always hiding a key part and not even recognizing that I was doing that.
Yes.
And suddenly it's like there's just this release of not hiding anymore. And and for me, and you know, I always say, look, it's not for me to give anybody advice, right? I'm not a licensed me therapist. Neither. It's not for me to give advice. I can share my story and my experience with others. So for me, again, my experience was once I did come out, started sharing, I said from the get-go, I am not going to hide who I am.
Yes.
And as I shared with more and more people in my life, I knew I wanted people to know who I am. They all knew me in one way for so long. And if I continued to, you know, like, okay, I'm out to my wife and maybe a few people, I knew I couldn't do that because then I'm still hiding.
Yes.
I didn't want to hide when I go out to a restaurant or go shopping or when I'm at work. I want people to know who I am.
Yeah. I felt the same way. So I had shared way back in one of my first episodes, after my wife and I divorced, after I had come out, probably 2022, after COVID and everything had kind of settled down a little bit, I was in a restaurant and a woman came up to me and she's like, oh my God, Brian, how are you? How's your wife? How are the kids? Because she had no idea. My ex and I divorced during COVID. So she had no idea. And I was like, oh my God, here's this. I'm like an out gay man now. And she still is walking up to me thinking I'm this married father, husband, and all this kind of stuff. And I, at that point, decided, okay, I'm going to go on Facebook and I'm going to come out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I did that also. I didn't come out on LinkedIn, but obviously through this podcast, I've come out. But I kind of felt the same way. I just wanted to be free to be me. And I didn't want people to, you know, not they were going to see me differently, but I just wanted to be seen as who I am today versus who I was.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It's wanting to be seen for who you are. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Yes.
So when I'm going to, not switch topics, but I'm going to go a little deeper on this with you, because when I first came out, I did not like the person that I was, that I had been. My suppression, my, you know, this pressure cooker of who I was as a person came out in not so nice ways, because I was anxious. I wasn't truthful with myself. I wasn't a liar, although I had this big secret that obviously I kept, but I didn't feel like I was a good person. I could be kind, but I was short-tempered. I was short-fused. And I came out as gay and I thought, okay, all of that's going to melt away. And none of it really melted away. And at some point I was like, okay, I have to figure out all of this programming.
Yeah.
And through therapy, through journaling, through books that I was reading, I was like, okay, I have to untangle 50 years of Brian, 50 years of why, what triggers me, 50 years of what, why I get angry over certain things, why I'm not able to be tolerant, why things frustrate me so much. And I was like, okay, I got to like really dig into this. And that began the most painful journey for me, because I had to unlock so many little boxes that I had tucked away. It was like, you know, it took me back to the moments of when I noticed as a child starting to crawl into the closet. It's like, when did you start crawling into the closet?
And I'm like,
holy shit. And, you know, in my being 50 years old, I never, that didn't cross my mind. You know, what happened, you know, to being teased, being bullied, whatever. But so you have shared that you've also gone down this path and
absolutely
untangling your past.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's a constant untangling, right? Yeah, you made a really good point there about thinking, oh, once I come out, it's like, all of this is going to be gone.
Yeah.
And I think there's two sides to that, at least for me, right? There was the one side of, yes, there was suddenly this sense of I'm not hiding anymore, this sense of wholeness.
Yes.
But, you know, it's... there's still this untangling of, wait, how did I get to this point? And I always say too, I mean, look, I don't have any regrets.
Yes.
And first of all, because I can't rewrite history.
Yeah. Right? And you wouldn't have your kids.
And I wouldn't have my kids. I wouldn't have had the life. I wouldn't have my wife again, who I still, even as I sit here today, I still consider my soulmate. There's nobody in the world that knows me better. I mean, you know, she put up with me for so many years. It's like, okay. But there is, you start to untangle or try to untangle a lot of things that go just beyond my sexual identity.
Yes.
As a gay man, but starting to think about how, you know, think back in my life where, I think one of the common traits that I've seen amongst not only gay men, but especially I think gay guys who come out later in life, because we've spent our lives living as somebody else, there's a tendency to be a people pleaser.
Yes.
To maybe sometimes be conflict avoidant, right? And I don't want to project my stuff onto you.
Yes.
But I think there's some of that. And so now, you know, I'm starting to be able to kind of think about, well, wait a minute, where are the times in my life where I've done that, where I've held myself back because of that hiding, because of, wait a minute, if I really go for it, there's some part of me that isn't good enough, or I can't let the rest of the world see. And that's a constant journey.
Yes.
But I do feel that, you know, kind of now being out, I'm able to start to understand some more of that a little bit better. Yes.
I guess the term I was looking for myself in all of this was OCD. I had developed such an OCD, which made me short-tempered, short-fused, whatever. But I think one of the things you touched on, which is huge for me, is I developed conflict resolution. I had never had conflict resolution before. I had a lot of conflict. I didn't know how to resolve it because I was a people. I was a people pleaser. I mean, and that's kind of. Yeah, that's a whole nother topic about being a people pleaser. Yes. Yeah. So
we spend hours talking about
that. Oh my gosh. And so, you know, a lot of what I kind of this path, this journey that I was on, I became a victim. I saw myself, I always had somebody else to blame for something. It was always because of somebody. I was having a conversation with somebody. I was talking about everybody else but myself. And I had such a victim mentality because I was so in the closet.
So how do you find now that that's different for you?
Oh my God, I am not a victim. I am not a victim. I'm so empowered.
Yeah.
But I think that victim mentality, although a portion of that had to do with being in the closet for so long, I think that that's just kind of part of my family dynamic at the same time.
Yeah.
So going down this path of untangling Brian, that's something that came up for me. Something huge that came up for me was a desire to be more. To be so much more, a desire to be better.
Yeah.
I had such a strong calling. Okay, now you have this opportunity. You need to show up every day as the best version of yourself. You a level of kindness, compassion, understanding, openness.
Yes.
I mean, how in your coming out and going down that journey, what kind of aha moments can you look back and say, oh, this because of this, my life is so much better.
Oh, wow.
This way.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. There's so probably so many of those.
Are you a better father?
I think I'm a better father. I'm a better person. Mm-hmm. And again, I think you were saying this before too. You know, it's not like I was going through my life lying, right?
Nope.
But it was more the hiding and holding myself back in so many ways that without that there, I'm able to be more authentic. I think one of the key things as well that I think it makes me a better father, it makes me a better partner, it makes me a better person, it makes me a better leader at work.
Yes.
Is vulnerability.
Yes. Yes.
I am not afraid to be able to say, this is who I am. This is what I'm afraid of right now. This is how I'm feeling. And I mean, obviously there's always, you know, there's limits to that and the workplace, you know, to some degree, but even so, I'm not afraid, you know, to say to my team at work, hey, you know, I'm concerned about this, or to show my humanity.
Yes.
You know, I mean, if we think about what's going on in the world right now, right? And, you know, we could get into, you know, all of that side of things. But, you know, even in the workplace, there's a lot of uncertainty about what's happening. And, you know, my approach is not to go in and say, and I might have done this previously, to kind of say, everything's fine, you know, and kind of be that strong leader. Now I'm going to say, hey, you know what, guys? It is scary right now. We don't know how what's going on in the world might affect us from a business standpoint or what this means for a lot of things that we do. I'm concerned about it too. This is what I'm afraid of. But also to be able to come back and say, let's focus on, you know, what is in our own control? What can we do? And I've always, well, on the one hand, I've always tried to do that. I feel much more confident about being able to do that now.
Okay. That's,
I don't know if that makes sense, you know?
It does make sense. So one of the things that you had mentioned was your mood. I was a moody person before all of this. I would get into my office, I'd be in a bad mood, I'd close the door to my office or whatever like that. I was not an emotional roller coaster, but I definitely had highs and lows. And you know, I would wake up and some days I would be saturated and, oh my God, what am I doing? What's going on here? What's happening? Yeah. It took me until the age of 47 to admit that I was gay. Up until that time, it played in my head. I knew there was attraction to men. I knew all of this stuff, and I would say it in my head, but I'd never look at myself in the mirror and say it, and I'd never say it out loud. So the first time I said it out loud, I was 47 years old, and I think the universe kind of took the lead at that point. And I was like, okay, you've admitted that you're gay.
Yeah.
And my wife and I just started this kind of, I like naturally just started drifting apart from one another.
Yeah.
And so that was the end of my marriage. But something that I've noticed that I've been able to do is balance my emotions a lot better than I used to be able to, because I'm not suppressed. I'm not a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
I used to be. I felt like I lived my life in fragmentation. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not.
But it does. Yeah.
I have a strong belief in you have a vibration that you send out. You have an energy that you send out that other people pick up on. And my life was fragmented in so many ways because my vibration that I was sending out was just so many different things. There was no congruency with it.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. What I've thought about and talked about that I would feel is this sense of disassociation, like almost sometimes like being removed from my own life.
Yes.
Like the analogy I've used is like sometimes really felt like I was watching my life from afar. And again, that's when I kind of like talk about this wholeness, this integration, really feeling again, that's stopped to a large extent.
Yes.
You know, the other thing, you know, you're talking about kind of the moodiness and all of that. And I definitely have felt that. And I don't want to paint a false picture to say, oh, that suddenly is gone.
Yeah.
Because I know for me, the last, you know, couple of years, it certainly has been an emotional roller coaster.
Yes.
You know, there have been days when I've said to myself, what am I doing? Is this all worth it? Look, I know, it is, because we only have this one life to live, as far as I know. And I can't be the best version, if you will, of me if I'm constantly and continuing to just hide. It's I'm not the best for me. I'm not the best for others in my life. And the other thing I realized is, as difficult as it is, everybody will be okay. I'm not saying that doesn't come without challenge and difficulty. And then I think the other thing for so many of us that layers on to this for, again, guys coming out later in life is the guilt we feel, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And being able to get past that and know that, no, you are worthy to be able to be who you are.
Yes.
And to, I mean, look, I spent a lot of time and still working on it to overcome that guilt, but recognizing, you know, that comes back to, hey, I'm not good enough. And no, you are good enough and you have every right to be able to live as who you are.
I 100% agree. Just I'm thinking back to what today is. 2 days ago, I was reading in a book. And it was to write a letter to somebody. And I thought, oh, I could write a letter to my ex-wife. I could write a letter to one of my kids. I could, you know, whatever. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to write a letter to myself. And I wrote myself the nicest freaking letter, which I had never done before. And in my letter, I told myself that I was proud of myself. And I have a lot of difficulty with that. At times I tend to beat up on myself more than praise myself. So I thought, now I'm getting choked up. This process was not easy for me, but I sat down and I, for about 30 minutes, wrote myself a letter. And in the very end of that letter, I apologized to myself. I told myself I was sorry.
Yeah.
Not because of the life I had lived, because like you, I wouldn't have my children, but I really was not kind to myself entire time.
Yeah.
I viewed myself as wrong. I viewed myself as bad, and I beat up on myself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, you know, 50, now I'm 56 years old, but writing myself that letter was pretty freeing the other day.
Yeah.
It felt really good.
Yeah, no, that's great. I did something similar not too long ago, actually. And this was actually through work. I've joined our LGBTQ employee resource group. And so we have monthly meetings over Zoom. And I think this was, I don't know, a few weeks ago. We did this exercise where one of the things was to write a letter to your younger self.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all took 10, 15 minutes in this meeting to do that. And I was sobbing as I was doing this. And it was just, you know, basically telling my younger self, hey, it's okay. And you're going to be okay. It was powerful. Yeah. To be able to do that.
Wow. I have written myself letters in the past, but this to me was the most, I was the most aware today or a couple days ago in writing that letter. It's like, okay, I had the most awareness I've had because I probably spend too much time in my head processing this, but it's like, I want to be so much better. I want to be more educated. And if a younger person comes to me and has a question or, you know, I want to have as much knowledge and be as in touch with myself as humanly possible.
Absolutely.
So that I can be I feel I went through all of this, 50 years of this. I feel it didn't happen for no reason. I'm like, okay, what do I do with this today? And this is how this podcast came about. I was like, okay, I need to be of service.
Yep.
I need to be a person that if somebody is struggling with their sexuality, they, you know, they're closeted, whatever, I just want to be a resource for that person. And that's, you're doing something very similar. You're doing a lot of posts I see on social media. You're bringing a lot of awareness.
Absolutely. I feel very much the same way. And in some ways, I'm feeling, you know, it's like, hey, I feel like this is my calling, right? To be able to be out there and share my experience. Again, I don't have all the answers, but to share the experience. And sometimes it's just to be there to listen to somebody.
Yes.
And to be able to know that, I understand what you're going through. I can appreciate, you know, what you're going through. You mentioned, I was on David's podcast a couple of months ago. Just this week, I got somebody reached out to me on Facebook that had listened to somebody I didn't know, reached out to me and said, hey, I heard, you know, the podcast and I'm struggling coming out, trying to figure out how to come out to my wife or if I'm going to come out to my wife. It just meant so much to hear your story. We haven't had a chance yet with this person to connect one-on-one directly, but we've been, you know, texting and just being able to say, I'm here to listen and support whatever I can do. It just means so much to be there for each other.
Yeah, I get a lot of those instant messages through, I think it's through Facebook. A lot of people reach out through there. People can also write into the podcast comingsideout@gmail.com. But getting those messages from these most, I mean, for me, it's been men. I've not had a woman reach out to me.
Yeah.
But just the sense of, I don't know, belonging. And connection, it's immediate connection to these people when they reach out.
Yeah. You know, we talk a lot in the gay or in the queer community about your chosen family. And that's what it's about. It's finding those people that can be there to support you. You support them. It's the shared experience. Everybody's story situation is unique. But there is a shared journey that we're all on. And it is a journey. It doesn't end. I mean, every day brings something new, right?
Yes.
It doesn't end.
One of the funny things about this whole thing is, you know, I had all my friendships, coworkers, everything before I came out. And after coming out, the friendships I have today are so much richer than friendships I had in the past, because I'm 100% able to be myself, but also the humor.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well,
you get to joke around a lot more. You get to,
you just get to be authentic with your humor also.
It's the authenticity. It's the humor. It's just the topics you can talk about. Yes, and, you know, I mean, we'll keep it clean here, but yes. I mean, I went out to dinner Friday night, the other night with, somebody I actually met through somebody else, said, "Hey, you guys should really connect." And it was really kind of more on a professional level, you know, through kind of gay networking, if you will. And we had a Zoom, and then he was coming to New York, and we got together for dinner Friday night. And by the time we were finished with dinner, I mean, I you know, again, I'll keep it clean here. I won't even tell you where the conversation, you know, started to go. But I turned to him at one point. I said, "You know, this is just incredible, because my other friendships, like, I never would have had those conversations with other men." Just that, again, it's that openness. It's just that sharing. It's that we can be vulnerable. And it is. It's just part of, like, okay, I'm not hiding, pretending to be somebody I'm not. Or, pretty awesome.
A couple of my local friends in my dad's group, we, it's not, well, they're reels. Wherever they come from Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or whatever like that. But I'll wake up and I'll open my feed, and you will see just the funniest, most creative videos. Humor that you
I've probably could not have I've shared. Probably sent some of them to you. On Messenger.
You could not have shared.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Well, Mark, thank you. So is there anything else you would like to add? Anything else you would like to talk about? I know you're going to come back and be a guest next week also.
Yeah.
But anything you'd like to add today?
You know, I think there's just always so much to talk about. But no, I think this is really great. And, you know, I hope for everybody listening, just listening to this conversation, again, as I said, know that you're not alone. Right. There's so many men that have struggled with this, that continue to struggle. And wherever you are in your journey, you know, if you're just trying to figure things out, if you are figuring out if you should come out or when the time is right to come out, if you've come out and you're trying to figure out those next steps, first of all, there's no rule book. And just know that you've got a community of people. You've got things like this podcast, there's the groups that we talked about. You're not alone. I think that's the main thing to know, and lean on those supports that are out there.
Yes. Hey, I have a quick question for you before we end this episode, and it's regarding how.
Yeah.
Gay fathers worldwide, people have written in to the podcast because I've mentioned them many times. There'd be a parent of children to join Gay Father, obviously, it's in the title. How? You've just been married to a woman? Do you,
Is
having children a requirement?
No. I mean, I think you find most of the men, and it is, you know, all men in the How group. I think most do have kids, but not a requirement. It's really again, men who've been who are or have been married to women. A big focus of theirs, I think, as I said earlier, is men who are trying to stay in their marriage upon coming out and trying to figure out what that path is like. So a little bit of a different focus than gay fathers worldwide. Early on for me, I found it to be a very helpful group. And again, as my journey progressed, Gay Fathers Worldwide was really kind of where I found, I'd say, most of my people, if you will.
Yes.
But again, don't get me wrong, phenomenal group and just great support for men.
Okay. Yeah, we had have a couple listeners write in, married to women, but they did not have children. And so they were not qualified to join the Gay Fathers group.
Yeah.
But so how? That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Mark, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Appreciate it so much. And if any of the listeners want to write in, coming inside out at gmail.com. Thank you so much.